Here's our holiday bell. A bit of sound to bring in perhaps some silence. I've had quite a contemplation over the past couple of months around stillness and silence. And it's been very connected to the growing darkness and the cold and the grayness. And it's also been connected to some music that I had the privilege to participate in. It's been incredibly helpful. So I'm going to share some of that with you. My experience is that over the past number of weeks, past couple of months, I really start to notice it, even in September, but especially once we get into October, that growing darkness. And along with this music that I was engaged with, there was a feeling of being gently reminded and invited to begin to slow down and to join the earth in pausing, in stillness, and even some silence in the midst of music, in the midst of speech, stillness in the midst of actually a very busy time. There's this beautiful quote of a larger piece, "Earth, teach me stillness." And I really felt that. And of course, we have the wonderful poem, Winter Grace, which says so much of this. So as we allow ourselves to slow down, if we allow ourselves to slow down, we have a chance to begin to enter the hush of the quiet season. And with that, we have a chance to deepen our attention. Attention that can lead to some intimacy with what's here. When we're rushing about, when our minds are filled with plans and activities, it's really quite difficult, isn't it? To notice what's actually here. And yet for me, over this fall, I would pause momentarily and I would notice that there was a stillness that was somehow in the center of the busyness. And it wasn't an intellectual thing, it was a felt bodily sense. And it was very powerful. And with that was an appreciation of what's actually here, and seeing that what's actually here is really quite remarkable, quite wondrous, and truly at times mysterious and magical, and truly beautiful. So things like, partly because of the music I was engaged with, was really noticing the sky. And I think I've talked to some of you about this, about how grounding I find looking at the sky and its expansiveness and its vastness. And I'm talking about a sky like today that's quite gray, and starting to see all the subtle hues of that grayness. But with the darkness comes these shorter days, right, that allows me to actually be there for the dawn, to get up in the dark and to see the beginning glimmerings of light, and some mornings just an incredible show of beautiful colors. There was an amazing gold this morning that was also reflecting on the trees and seeing the bare branches of the trees. And slowing down enough to notice the incredible architecture of the trees and how the trees in their shape, well, they're like lungs inverted. And of course, they are our lungs, right, for this planet. And that architecture is so stunningly beautiful. And then also noticing And yet there are buds there waiting. They are waiting. They are on those branches, those tiny, tight buds. And so with the darkness, this invitation for some settling, some stillness, even in the midst of busyness, and a chance to deepen the attention and drop into some sense of magic, mystery, wonder. Here's a few quotes that go along with this. We must break the cultural habit of sacrificing our inner lives for our outer lives, of giving up depth in deference to speed. In giving up depth in deference to speed. And the darkness really invites us to slow down. Step into this stillness, this silence. Barbara Heard on silence. Silence arrests flight, so that in its refuge, the need to flee the chaos of noise diminishes. We let the world creep closer. We drop to our knees, as if to let the heart, like a small animal, get its legs on the ground. Beautiful. So I hope we can have some of that today. That silence that can allow us to stay, to be here in the midst of whatever noise there may be. Noise in the head, noise from the street, noise within the heart. And let the heart open and really settle and get grounded. So when we allow ourselves to do this pausing, letting winter's wisdom enter in and slow down, deepening the attention into the mystery. So now we're stepping into joy. There's an appreciation that just naturally happens when we pause. When we pay attention, we notice the mystery. We're in awe. So now darkness has led us to joy. It has led us to light. Light within, light without. Yeah. And this, and it's a, I just find like the physical light of this time of year so exquisite. It's this soft, tender, subtle light. It's fragile. And we can get so easily caught up, oh, it's dark, it's dark, it's getting darker, darker, and okay, it's the solstice, but it's still really dark, and it's not going to be light again till really March, and rah, 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 rah. So it's so easy to, and I've been like that a lot in my life. I used to not like fall. I couldn't appreciate its beauty for the darkening. And that's been changing over the past few years. And this year, I just love the fall. I love the darkness. I love the gray tones. You know, all through November. November was quite dark this year. I loved it. I loved it. I kept looking at the sky and examining it. So it's that pausing, though, that has allowed that slowing down. And yet there was busyness. So this is a very tender, fragile light, a light that is illuminated by the darkness. And for me, I find it truly radiant. And in connecting with that outward light and its radiance, a deepening within happens, is happening for me, and I hope can happen for you, that we can allow ourselves to appreciate whatever kind of darkness and light is happening and mixing and blending within us. Wendell Berry, he wrote, this is just part of his poem, The Silence. It is in the silence that my hope is and my aim, a song whose lines I cannot make or sing. A song whose lines I cannot make or sing. So this pausing, this dropping into the silence and the stillness really brings us closer to the ineffable. And throughout the day, we'll be examining. To go into the dark with a light is to know the light. To know the dark. Go without sight and find that the dark too blooms and sings and is traveled by dark feet and dark wings. That's also Wendell Berry. And here for me, when I looked at this poem again this season, it had a different meaning for me. It was more about the don't know mind. To go into the dark, go dark. To know the dark. Go with that don't know mind, the beginner's mind. Go with the mind of a child. There's an intelligence of the darkness that drops us into mystery. Einstein, the most beautiful thing we can experience is the mysterious, is the source of all true art and science. Let's be good scientists today and see what it shows us within ourselves and without, within one another. T.S. Eliot, so the darkness shall be the light and the stillness the dancing. Wonderful paradox. Can we notice this? If we pause enough, deepen our attention. Wendell Berry, he's a star today. He said, the mind that is not baffled is not employed. The impeded stream is the one that sings. Oh. So let's take a look, right? Outer darkness, inner darkness, some sense of impediment, some sense of hindrances, some sense of difficulties right now, going forward, perhaps into the new year. How is it singing? How is it moving us? How is it dropping us into intimacy with what it means to be alive? And Rolka, I love the dark hours of my being. My mind deepens into them. There I can find, as in old letters, the days of my life already lived and held like a legend and understood. Then the knowing comes. I can open to another life that's wide and timeless. Gifts of the darkness. In these dark hours of these times within our own lives, if there's that investigative factor alive that can happen through the pausing, there can be a deep knowing. Deep knowing. So for today, at least, let's promise ourselves, let's try, at least for today, to just let this darkness teach us to be still, to be quiet, to slow down, and in that, to pay attention. and open to the mystery. Keeping our don't know mind, our child's mind, if you like, so we can truly appreciate and enjoy the life that's here. And we can hold and cradle whatever darkness is here within ourselves and around us. So let's be baffled. Be baffled by what we may encounter. Don't know, don't know. And then let's just see what's born out of that. What's born out of that darkness. What may have been actually quietly germinating within us, like the seed in the earth in winter, seems asleep. It's not. See what's been quietly germinating in the darkness of our hearts, our minds, of the earth, and see what's patiently waiting to be born. And that's enough for now.